Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.
Things we've taken for granted.
No kidding.
Morning, guys.
Morning. How is everybody today?
Good, good. Waking up.
Doing good.
I'm ready for the weekend. I do have to admit, I'm feeling a bit tired.
Yesterday felt like Thursday.
It did, didn't it? I just feel like, oh my gosh, I've never spent this much time, like, straight from the show, straight to mom, straight back to do what. It's just like,
meh. You're not getting that downtime in the car that you used to get.
I am not.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, it's crazy. But, I mean, I'm getting through it. I just feel like I'm ready for, I feel like it is Thursday. I got one more day and I need a weekend.
Did you feel like working from home would be easier or harder?
Oh, I knew it was going to be harder for me, especially with my kid here.
Yeah. I kind of knew, you know, I kind of knew what I was in for. I mean, my biggest issue is I'm wearing the same shirt I've had on since Monday.
I know. It looks good.
It's okay.
Thanks. Because it's just, it is. It's like if I don't get up and the get ready in the morning, the rest of the day is just so jam-packed with stuff to do.
Yeah.
Around here. And I'm hoping this is just because of, you know, all of the chaos in my life right now, outside of the coronavirus, that it's going to settle down a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I just go and then I'm tired
right. And
I'm done. Same shirt.
Wow.
But I noticed yesterday, I have never, when we took Merle for a walk, I have never run into so many people on the sidewalks of Mason in my life. Mm-hmm. Everyone is out walking their dog.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Have you ever seen so many... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I was just saying, isn't that crazy? And have we ever seen so many what?
I said, have you ever seen so many men and people doing yard work in your life?
Right. Oh, that's hilarious,
like,
too.
People are mowing and people are like even Scott was outside with like shovels and pulling weeds. And I'm like, who are you people?
Chopping things down and having it all down at the curb. The curbs are covered. I know.
It's so funny.
Well, we have a bunch of stuff to get you caught up on. First of all, today is what would have been opening day. And weather-wise, it's actually going to be nice out. High of 71 today, kind of cloudy, and we'll see more clouds moving in this afternoon. But we can pretend it's opening day.
Sure. We can embody the spirit of opening day, even if it's not.
Why not?
I know.
I have cold beer in the fridge.
I do, too, and I think I convinced Scott at 7 a.m. we're going to turn on the grill and make some Queen City sausages.
All right.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. So we'll cover that. Also, a handful of e-news items to get you caught up on as well. Bindi Irwin got married with no guests, as you can imagine. Pink is speaking out about our hair. I got a note from... the woman who cuts my hair, you know, she sent it out to everyone saying, please don't, like, pull out your eyelashes on your own. You know, don't try to do your own roots. Just hang in there. Try to get to you as soon as I can.
We're all in the same boat.
We're all in the same boat, exactly.
Right.
And, Tim, you'll be interested to know that the Tiger King is suing the government.
Okay, I did finish it yesterday, and I don't know how I feel about it anymore. At first, it was kind of like a novelty, and this is whacked, and now... I don't know. It ended in a dark way.
Oh, really?
I can't wait.
All right. Yeah. We have a lot to get you caught up on. The first E! News of the day. It's all next. Jeff and Jen. Cincinnati's Q102. First, let's check those roads.
I get really bummed for the people who are having these once-in-a-lifetime, hopefully, events that are being canceled, like, you know, kids with their senior prom. I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
I certainly feel graduation. You know, Jacob is in that boat, and, you know, there still has not been an official announcement about Ohio schools being closed any further than April 6th. So
Kristen's son, you know, Otto, is supposed to graduate this year at UVA, and graduation exercises there were canceled this year.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, and I can understand how that's really devastating because, you know, you're looking forward to that.
Right.
So weddings obviously would fall under that category as well. And Bindi Irwin, daughter of the Crocodile Hunter, went ahead with her wedding yesterday, went ahead and got married. She just didn't have any guests there. She said this was I don't know if you have audio or not.
Let me look.
Okay.
This is Irwin.
Yeah. She says this was a very difficult decision, but important to keep everyone safe. We wish all of our friends and family could have been there with us. However, it's lovely that we will be able to share photos and videos. She and her fiance Chandler Powell got married in the Australia Zoo where they just happened to live. Her mom, Terry, helped her get ready and her brother, Robert, walked her down the aisle and they lit a little candle for dad. They were not
that's
the
sweet.
Isn't that sweet? There was a camera crew there too. The wedding will air as a special on Animal Planet. So at least they'll have that so other people will get to see it, you know. But yeah, that's a bummer. I wonder how that works too with the caterers and you just think about all the money, right?
Somebody's losing money.
Somebody is.
Yeah,
yeah, big time in that, right?
Well, and Pink, meanwhile, has been, seems like she's been getting drunk a lot lately. And more recently, since she can't get to the salon, Pink decided to cut her own hair. Now, she doesn't have that much to begin with, so how hard could that be? But she did kind of butcher one side of it. And again, to be fair, she was drunk. In an Instagram video... In an Instagram video, she appears to be half in the bag. She revealed that she decided to make drinking a sport during the quarantine.
Nice.
Yeah, why not? And so that's where she started talking about that, among other things, including cutting her own hair. Oh, boy.
I don't know how much you guys have been drinking, but I've decided to make it a sport. And when I drink, I get really, really brilliant ideas. And last night, I got an idea. I can cut hair. I can totally cut hair. Why have I been paying people all this time? What can I do? What do you think? I might try to fix it tonight. What do you think? Stay safe. Stay home. Cut your own hair. Screw it.
Stay safe, everybody.
Oh, no. That's bad. That's like a rule. Never cut your own hair. Don't do it.
Even when it's really short, huh?
Do it. Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, can you mute your microphone on the house party?
Oh, sorry. Mind? That's me. I was wondering. Okay. I'm like, who's the jackass that's got their speaker open?
It's you.
Today, it's you.
We were all perfectly fine.
There we go.
Until you started playing with the technology, buddy, and now we're not.
There you go, yep. Mr. Perfection over there.
There we go.
Too funny.
Yeah.
All right, the Tiger King. I guess I'm not going to watch it after what Tim told me in this morning's live Facebook video. So he's suing the government. All right, this is the guy, the Tiger King. He's from the Netflix docuseries, and he may be in prison on a murder-for-hire conviction, but the dude wants to get paid. Have you heard of Joe Exotic yet?
Oh, yeah.
I just started watching last night. We are one episode in, and... I did find myself like pausing it because I was laughing so hard that I couldn't believe that this is even real life, honestly.
Yeah.
The laughing ends in the last two episodes where it goes from, wow, this is a really interesting novelty sort of thing to, wow, this really got dark. I do think he got set up. I still think he's a little nutso though.
Yes. But there is harm that comes to animals in this show. Is that safe to say? Is that true? Because you've got to warn people. Yeah. There are people that, I mean, get so
The show
upset.
Is not about tigers. The show is about these people that have tigers. So it's secondary, but...
But to some people, it's primary, you know.
That's not what the show's about, though. The show's about people.
I know.
But yeah, yeah, like, there is the tiger, not amazing things that happen to animals.
The first episode, you watch it and you're just like, oh my gosh. Like, you can't believe that all of these animals do actually live with these people and they're making money. And people are paying up to $600 to have a tiger encounter. It's wild.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he is in prison right now, the one guy, and Joe, and he's suing the U.S. Department of Interior and the U.S. Federal Wildlife Service, saying they targeted him with certain wildlife regulations and put him out of business. So he wants a cool $78.8 million for that.
Wow.
Is this Joe Exotic guy, is he pretty well-to-do in this series to begin with? I mean, is that his standard of living, $78 million?
No.
Or well, not so much.
I think it's, and I don't know how it ends clearly, Tim, but I think that like he, a lot of the money that he gets, he does have to take back and feed the tigers because his clothing and things like that, it doesn't look like he lives large, but I think he has a lot of land and
it's
got to
be pricey.
And he has to feed these tigers. Some of them eat up to $10,000 a day, I think they said.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's something.
It's crazy. He's also suing two former colleagues for allegedly setting him up on a murder rap, which he says contributed to the death of his mother. He wants another $15 million from them. So
wow.
He's out there. He's in the system.
There's a, if you're obsessed with this show, you're obviously not alone, as we've been talking about it quite a bit the past couple of days here. If you're not binge watching it yet, we don't want to spoil it for you. But one of the people featured is a lady in Florida who dresses head to toe in cat prints and runs a big cat rescue. And comedian Heather McDonald did a pretty funny spoof of her on Instagram. And I'll just give you a taste.
Hi, cool cat and kittens.
And by the way, she, I got to describe this, I got to set the scene for you. She is in her backyard with her real house, and that is Joe Exotic's music playing in the background.
Cool cat and kittens. It's Carol from Big Cat Rescue. I'd like to introduce you to one of our latest rescues. This is Simba. We just got her from Joe Exotic's Inhumane Zoo. Anyway, we let them run in the wild. Sometimes they get a little spooked by what I'm wearing. They think I'm one of them. As you can see here at Cat Rescue, we let the big cats run in their natural habitat. If you'd like to volunteer or donate, we accept all kinds of money.
There you go.
That's funny.
Wow.
That is pretty funny.
Heather McDonald, everybody.
Heather.
Yeah.
Well, Elton John's going to be hosting the first major COVID-19 benefit concert.
Hmm.
This sounds like this is going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to air Sunday night on Fox. Not all the performers have been announced, but there's already an impressive list. Alicia Keys, Backstreet Boys, Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Armstrong, Mariah Carey, and Tim McGraw. Gosh, you know, did you hear Jackson Browne has coronavirus?
I did.
Yeah, yeah. So just so you know, none of these artists are going to be together. They're each going to be performing from their own homes using their personal video and audio equipment. It'll be an hour-long concert. Pay tribute to the frontline health professionals, first responders, and local heroes who are putting their lives in harm's way to help their neighbors and fight the spread of the virus. Mm. So that'll be fun. That'll be cool to watch. See everybody in there. See what kind of setups they got at home, you know?
Right.
What do their home studios look like?
Meanwhile, we heard Prince Charles yesterday is in isolation in Scotland after testing positive. He is 71 years old. His 93-year-old mother, Queen Elizabeth, remains in good health because, well, of course she does. It's not known. I mean, that's just what she does. She just, man, I tell you what, she's got some health. She comes from some healthy bloodlines, I must say. It's not known how Charles contracted, except for those who, you know, self-inflicted harm on themselves. It's
right.
Not known how Charles contracted the virus. He started showing symptoms last weekend, which means he could have been contagious when he saw his mother on March 12th. One last tragic note. NBA star Carl Anthony Towns of the Minnesota Timberwolves says his mother has been placed in a medically induced coma due to the virus.
Mm.
Yeah. But there are a lot of celebrities out there who are doing some good. Taylor Swift and Ariana Grande are sending cash to fans who are struggling financially. Taylor sent $3,000 to a fan who made a post on Tumblr saying she was worried about her living situation in New York City because she couldn't work. The fans shared a screenshot of a $3,000 payment from Taylor Nation LLC, along with a message, quote, "You've always been there for me. I want to be there for you now. I hope this helps. Love, Taylor."
That's nice.
That's very cool.
Ariana has also been secretly doing the same thing. She supposedly sent between $500 and $1,000 through Venmo to more than 20 fans who were struggling with the quarantine shutdowns. I understand why she's doing it quietly, because you do it for one person, then you get flooded with a billion other people that have equally legitimately tough stories.
Yeah, everybody comes a knocking.
Yeah, billionaire Kylie Jenner just donated $1 million, which will be used to buy hundreds of thousands of face masks, face shields, and other protective gear for healthcare professionals working the front lines. Angelina Jolie donated $1 million to charity that provides meals to kids who rely on school lunches but who aren't at school during the quarantine. Let's see. James Taylor gave $1 million to the Massachusetts General Hospital. The Michael Jackson estate is donating $300,000, $100,000 each to Broadway Cares, Nevada's Three Square Food Bank and Music Cares. And Apple is donating 10 million protective face masks to try and help fight the pandemic.
That's fantastic news.
That's very cool. Yeah. Very, very cool.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.